This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Hello and welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Tax Hacker Tuesday with my attorney and friend, Mr. Tim Berry. On Mondays here at Epic, we show you new and creative ways as well as time-honored ways of making money using real estate. And on Tuesdays, we show you how to keep all of that cash. So welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yep, it's always a pleasure. It's one of my favorite days of the week where I just don't have to think too much because I just let you do it, the thinking.
Oh, I thought it was Taco Tuesdays. That's why you liked it.
Yes, so we've got Taco Tuesdays and Tax Hacker Tuesdays. We had One Upper Tuesdays a couple weeks ago. Tuesday is just the best day for everything.
It is.
So we're talking about, we've been talking about over the last few episodes of different things that you can do during the fourth quarter to minimize your tax liability, and I know you got another hot one for us today. So what do you got, Tim?
What I have for you today is a fantastic trust, and we've talked about this before, that you can use to wipe out up to 30% of your adjusted gross income for the year. And the cool thing is about this trust is you've got until 11:59 at night on December 31st just to sign the paperwork and set it up, and you'll still get the full tax deduction for the year of, once again, up to 30% of your adjusted gross income.
Wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love this thing. And now I love this thing and I'm excited by it, but now let me turn off the audience whenever I say what the name of this trust is. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's something called a charitable lead trust, a charitable lead trust. And I say this is going to turn off the audience because even though a lot of people talk a good game, as soon as you mention anything with the word charitable in it, mm-hmm. interest just plummets. Everyone says, oh no, well, charity begins at home. I want to keep the money in the family, blah, 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 blah. Hey, that's cool. I get
it. The bleeding hearts, all the hearts go cold.
They do. All the hearts go cold. I mean, even the blood that was oozing out of those hearts is frozen. It's caught in the valves.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's typically what happens, seriously. And so what we got to do is the benefits of the lead trust are astounding if you can outperform 10% on an annual basis on your money. So once again, this lead trust, really cool thing. And Matt, I might have to recreate the magic from last week. Last week, what did we call those tax-exempt trusts?
The Epic Trust.
The Epic Trust. So yes. We might want to call these things the Epic Trust because they truly are epic if you can outperform that 10%.
Epic Trust on steroids.
Epic Trust on steroids. I always look at the initials of things. So with an EPOS, it would be the EPOS Trust.
The EPOS Trust.
Yeah, there you go.
But, all right.
And let me ramble on a little bit more about these things and why they are so cool. What you do is, whenever you set up the trust, you have to move assets equal to the value of what you want for the tax deduction. So let's say you made $500,000 for the year and you want to get your 30% tax deduction. So you got to move assets worth $150,000 into the trust. And notice the weasel word I'm using here. I'm not saying cash. You got to move cash. You got to move assets. So if you got a real estate property that's worth $150,000, cool. Move it in there. If you've got a 30% interest in a property that's worth $450,000, and is that $150,000, 30% times? No, I was wrong. If you got a property worth $500,000 and you want to move a 30% interest of that property in there, cool, you can do that.
Just a portion of it.
Yeah, just a portion. If you've got a promissory note out there that you loan someone some money of $150,000 and you want to move the promissory note in there, cool, you can do that. So this doesn't even have to be funded with cash. You can fund this with assets you already have.
Okay, so if you take this asset and move it into the charitable lead trust, how does that affect ownership?
Well, the trust is now the owner of that asset. But the cool thing is you're the trustee. You're the one who gets to make all decisions for it. So let's say you transferred over a piece of property, some real estate, a single family residence. Okay, cool. You as trustee can sell that property, and now the assets stay inside the trust, and now you can reinvest that property in the way that you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is you get the tax deduction this year for $150,000. But the trust is probably only going to have to distribute, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, probably about $300 for this year. So literally, you get a tax deduction of $150. If you're in a 40% state and federal tax bracket, that's $60,000 cash in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And yet you only have to pay out to your charity or charities, I don't know, $300 for this year. And then next year that's going to increase by 20%. So then next year you're going to pay out $360. And then next year you're going to pay out $420. And yet you got that tax deduction in year one of $60,000. If you reinvest that tax deduction of $60,000 at let's say 10%, that's generating $6,000 a year of income, more than enough to pay off these measly payments you got to make.
Okay. All right. I get it. I think. So where does the charitable part come in?
Charitable part is you're making payments to your favorite charity or charities over the next, let's say, 20 or 30 years through this trust. Uh-huh. And so they get their whopping $300 this year. They get their whopping $360 next year. And Matt, you're probably thinking in the back of your mind, well, gosh, even a bleeding heart liberal could like this because this isn't overly charitably inclined. They're really getting pennies on the dollar. And to a certain extent, that's true. But if you want to ramp up the payments, by all means, we've got some clients who prepay, you know, the next 5 years of payments. So they'll actually give their charity, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 right up front. If you're someone who tithes, you do give your 10%. Cool. Let's front end load all those 10% for the next 10 years into this trust. You're going to give the money out anyway. Why not get a deduction right now today for all those payments?
Got it. So does the charity, like, say it was a house or an investment property, does the charity own the house now?
No, the trust owns the house. The charity just gets income generated by the house.
Okay, and it could be as little as that $300 or whatever.
It could be as little as that $300.
And then you get the whatever's left over.
And you get whatever's left over.
Okay, now it's starting to make sense.
Yeah, it's a cumbersome subject, a little bit convoluted and confusing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just go to the website, ask for more info. We're more than happy to share with you more info because, quite honestly, these things are probably one of the biggest, greatest tax savings tools out there. And not only is it a great tax savings tool, but it's also going to ultimately help out the community. So why not, you know, utilize it?
No. Okay. I like it. I was thinking, like, here's how you minimize your tax liability. Give all your stuff away.
There you go. The more you give, the better you get. Is that the right phrase?
Got it.
I have those grammar.
But you can still sell the property and you still get the cash flow from the property. You're just giving a portion to charity every year.
That's all you're doing, giving a portion to charity each year.
Now it sounds much simpler that way.
Yeah. Well, you're the marketing guy. I'm just the dweeb.
Well, we have to make you sound smart on here so people think they need you.
It's a tough one to do, too. Very tough.
I know. I'm working hard over here. It's sweat running down my face. Super. All right. Well, that's good. If you move this $150,000 asset in there, took that $60,000 deduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a limit on when I can sell that property now?
Oh, man, I was afraid you were going to ask that question. No, there's no limits.
So I could sell it the next year?
You could sell it the next year. You could sell it the next day. You could sell it the next second.
I don't have to give that deduction back?
You don't have to give that deduction back.
Whew, I think we'll leave this in. It sounds even better.
No, it's a fantastic tool. The challenge with the charitable lead trust and the reason why more people don't use them is they're kind of hard to understand. It takes a lot of, you know, math to look at the numbers and everything, but once you understand them, they're probably one of the greatest tools out there.
Super. Well, that's why we have you, so you can explain that to people.
Hopefully I can explain, if not just bamboozle them, you know?
Perfect. So whenever you're ready to have Tim customize a Tax Hacker blueprint for you, or if you want to talk about this charitable lead trust, go to taxhacker.com, answer a few questions about your situation, tell Tim what you'd like to have happen, and his team will take it from there. And then they'll even give you a copy of his free book all around Trump's new tax plan, specifically what the press isn't telling you. We're going to have a new book for the new year, though, Tim.
Okay, so what should we make it? What's a good, exciting subject for everybody?
I don't know. I guess we'll wait till after, well, by the time you're hearing this, the elections have already passed.
So how about new year, new opportunities?
A new year, new opportunities, something like that. I think
there
so.
There you go.
All right, perfect. All righty, go to taxhacker.com and get everything you're looking for there, and we'll see you right here next week. Take care.
You too, man. Bye.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Barry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.